The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Karate Wasp Killer. Hiya! Also, the difference between Jesus and Muhammad. And Derek Casey's gonna join us live from Patriot Mobile.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. Wait till you hear what I did yesterday. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to call us, 972-445-0770. Yes, we will have trivia. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. That's really, that's all it is, just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, couple things to get into right off the bat. I do want to tell you, we've got a new sponsor. I'm going to be talking about Jamie Blumenthal and Nancy. I'm going to be talking about retirement strategies and solutions in a minute, okay? But before I tell you that, I want you to understand it's Friday, and every time you get to Friday, you need a little bit of relief in your brain. So I'm going to tell you a story, and then I'm going to coerce Wonder Julie to tell her story, which might be the funniest story I've ever heard in my life. It's in the top four or five. You don't even have to tell it well. I told people the punchline, the main line, they started laughing. So I just want to say. So before I get Wonder Julie to tell her story, I want to tell my story. It's very brief. It's very simple. It's Karate Wasp Killer. And so what happened is yesterday, my wife got home from work, and we went out in the backyard to take the dog out, and there were a couple of wasps that came, and it's a big yard that we're renting, it's huge, it's like whatever, and so there's a couple of wasps that came, and so our way to effectively deal with wasps is I get my old Prince tennis racket, and whenever there's a wasp, I backhand, forehand, I overhead, or I lob, something like that. And so the wasps came around, and my best friend, lovely, fantastic, awesome wife brought me the tennis racket and said, here you go. And I went out there, and I'm swinging around, and there was nothing. They all left.
Okay.
So in order to impress my wife, I decided I would show her pretty much how Karate Wasp Killer Tennis Guy operates. So I did a little underneath the arm, around the back, all over the body kind of nunchucky thing.
Okay.
Hit myself right in the head.
Very impressive.
Kaboing! That was the sound. My wife was more, it was so loud, she was more concerned than laughing. You know, it's just like the Lord can humble anybody, anywhere, anytime. So, hi, Karate Wasp Killer.
Smarty britches.
Yeah, didn't work out for me. All right, now I'm going to coerce Wonder Julie. You don't have to tell it all too much in depth, just as much as you want.
Okay.
But she told me a story yesterday when I had Johnny Hill in the studio that could be amongst all the funniest stories ever. Go ahead.
Well, I had a friend, not funny, pass away. And so I was going to his viewing. And so I go to the place where they're having the viewing. And I go to walk in and I sign the book really big, Julie D. Hardy. And I walk in, very intimate. The family's sitting there. They're on the couch. I don't know his family. So I nod. And then I get in line to go up and view the body. So it's my turn. And I start walking up the aisle. I get about halfway up the aisle, and he starts to come into view. And the gentleman in the box had jet black hair. The gentleman I was going to see, completely white-headed. So now I'm stuck. I've got to go.
It's the best.
Because I've already nodded at the family. I can't turn around and run out. So I go up to the body. A man I don't know, have never met, and what do I say? So I'm like standing next to the casket, I lean my arm on, and I'm like, sorry, dude, I'm just sorry, I don't know what to say to you. And so then I'm saying to myself, don't laugh,
oh,
do not laugh.
God.
And I walk back up the aisle, nod to the family, and walk back out. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I just went to the wrong viewing.
I mean, that is one of the best stories ever on radio, ever, of all time. She went to the wrong viewing. I mean, we said this yesterday, just real briefly. So, I mean, she could have said to him, you never looked better.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen you before. I mean, it's just classic. That's great. If you can't take that into the weekend and smile, you're dead. Or something, or you're the person in the back. You got to be kidding. That is just a great. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh,
I
no
appreciate
problem.
That. That is so funny. All right. I just wanted to make sure everybody got that because it's just it's legend and it's on tape now. Want to welcome to the family of sponsors, Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal. Now, their company, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Lots more coming about information from them, but I'm going to give you a couple things just so you can be aware. They have a kind of a working, they have a really established, I did not realize how far established they were. I mean, they've got things going on where they're doing seminars and they've written a bestseller book and they've got a lot of happening. So their tag that they use is plan right, retire the right way. Plan right. Retire the right way. And of course, their website, retiretherightway.com. So, in honor of that, we have a sound. That's right. That's a good one because it's all about retirement. Come on, for those that are like, well, that could be sad. That's, you know, not the appropriate music. Well, it is for right now. Till we come up with other ones. I love it. So we're going to go with it. Their number, by the way, 800-287-6167 or 1667. I want to make sure to get that right. Saying it wrong is terrible, bad thing to do. And so I switched in between saying 1667 and 1667. My fault. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Jamie is going to be on the air with us next week, and we're going to get to it. We're going to talk about the different things he's got in his book. We're going to talk about how I don't understand retirement. We're going to talk about the biblical element of retirement. Remember, David, in preparation for his death, did a lot of things in preparatory for the temple. So we're going to talk about that for Solomon's sake. So there's a lot of cool stuff there that we can connect in. Very excited that they're on board. Very happy to have them. Okay? So big shout out to Jamie Blumenthal and to Nancy, retiretherightway.com. Okay? Okay. Excellent job, by the way, Wonder Julie. Way to take this into the week. This is good. Good job. I'm just telling you.
Well, we almost got to a bad start. We had computer problems again today, but it came back on like 1 minute before we started.
The Lord
yep.
said, get the computer ready for Dave.
Let there be spoon.
Oh, my goodness. That is legend. Let there be spoon. Okay. You just remember that, folks. That's better than any line I ever came up with right there. I do want to do this comparison between Jesus and Muhammad. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not going to like it. It's not my problem. My problem is to tell the truth, and there's a big difference between the Lord Jesus Christ and not the Lord Muhammad. So let's make sure that we know what these differences are. You're thinking, why are you doing this? Because you need to understand that when Jesus came, Jesus wasn't just a prophet. Okay, that's a problem if you think Jesus is a prophet. Oh, well, you know, Muhammad was a prophet. Jesus was a prophet. Oh, you know, well, Gandhi was a prophet. They're all sons of God, all spokesmen for God. None of them claim to be God like Jesus did. And for the theologians out there who said Jesus never claimed to be God one time in the scriptures, you're right, he did it 11 times, not one, 11. So just so you can know what's going on there, let's just talk about Jesus and Muhammad and the difference, and we'll keep it simple. We're not going to be over insulting. We're just going to lay it out as to what it is. In death, Jesus died and rose from the dead. In death, Muhammad died and stayed dead. Okay, that's a win for Jesus, okay? In fighting, Jesus never fought, and Muhammad fought many, many times. Hearing from God. When Jesus heard from God, he went to the desert to be tempted and began his ministry with boldness. When Muhammad heard from God, he cowered, was uncertain, and wanted to commit suicide. Those are kind of different, right? In identity, Jesus claimed to be God. John chapter 8, verse 24 kind of lays it down. As well as man, Jesus claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life. In identity, Muhammad claimed to be a man. Okay, so Jesus is claiming to be a man and God, not 50-50. You can't be half a man and half a God. You're either, and that's one of our problems that we need to understand. He was 100% man and 100% God. You're thinking, well, that's 200%. Right, that's actually the fusion word, labon in the Greek, which fuses two 100% into a new 100%. That's how it works. Instructions received from God the Father. Jesus got that. We think Muhammad thinks he got his from an angel. Killing. Jesus never killed anyone. Muhammad, in killing, killed many people. Wow. Jesus had power to take life, but never did. He restored it. Muhammad had the power to take life, but he never restored it. No one ever died in Jesus' presence and stayed dead. Many people died in Muhammad's presence. Jesus taught for 3.5 years. Muhammad taught for 20 years. I don't know if that matters. Jesus fulfilled biblical prophecy. Muhammad did not fulfill any biblical prophecy except for the ones about false teachers. Ouch! You can tell this is well written. I didn't write it, but it's good material. Jesus voluntarily laid down his life for others. Muhammad saved his own life many times and had others killed. Jesus never sinned. Muhammad was a sinner. Jesus owned no slaves. Muhammad owned slaves. Jesus was virgin born. Muhammad was not virgin born. Jesus spoke well of women. Muhammad said women were half as smart as men, and the majority in hell would be women. I don't even know. I don't get it.
Oh, that's silly.
It's just silly. Isn't that weird? It's like, what a not great guy. Can you imagine him on the scene today? Ooh. All right, we're going to take our break. That's right. We go right to it. We're going to take our break, then come back. We got so much more going on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
And everything we find is the hungry giant.
Wow, what a roof.
It's time to bless it.
What?
We need to bless the roof.
You used the Blessed Roofing Company, didn't you? Oh, tell me you worked with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Two things. One, it's in the name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Two, it's in the number, 469-BLESSED. That's 469-253-7732.
But anyone can put up a roof, can't they?
Can they? Oy vey! You want to walk underneath the roof that hasn't been blessed?
You first.
You need to talk with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Whether it's roof repairs, a new roof, or inspections, call him at 469-BLESSED. Or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com. With the Blessed Roofing Company, you got it covered. Get it? Good.
Because reliability starts at the top.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it'd have been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. Oh, how quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, what? I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. Here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia. We're still waiting for our guest caller to call in. We're waiting to actually to hear from Derek Casey. He is from Patriot Mobile. Hopefully, nothing happened. You know, one of the things that people don't think about is if you miss an appointment or you're late, even on radio or somewhere else, that something tough could happen. And if that person doesn't show up, you think I'm stalling. I'm not. Here's what happens. You never know what's going on in their lives. And you'd like, man, one of the things that I'm trying to learn to do is when somebody doesn't make an appointment, I pray for them first. I could yell at them later, but I can pray for them first. Like, oh, I hope nothing happened. I hope nothing went wrong. So we're hoping that everything's okie-dokie on his end. We'll do some reaching out. If we can't get him on today, we'll get him on next week. That's fine. I mean, it's not the end of the world. It'd be a lot of fun to have him on, but we'll see where it goes. Again, I'm cutting out of most social media stuff. I am on Facebook, David Spoon Media, and David Spoon. You're welcome to always say, you know, whatever, friend me or whatever. I'll be glad to respond. Website, David Spoon Media, and email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Let us take the time then to talk about Dr. B. I hope he's listening. Dr. B is Dr. Brandon Brown. And the reason we call him Dr. B is what? Because it's Dr. Brandon Brown. BB. Get it? From the Specific Chiropractic Centers. He is actually the director of the Richardson Division. His number, 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. He is Chiro Extraordinaire. And I can have that as a personal testimony. My wife says so. Dr. B is extraordinary. Let's see if I can make that right. Dr. B is extraordinary. That works. Richardson.thespecific.com until I get a hold of him. Change that. And then 972-454-9363, 972-454-9363. Dr. B, check him out. If you're looking to get relief from pain, he's a man. He's your guy. That's who you want to talk to. Okay, it does look like we have Derek on the line. So let's do this. I'm going to hit the button. Here we go. And see, Derek Casey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I am just doing super duper duper extraordinarily good. Talk to me. People don't know much about Patriot Mobile, so I want to give you kind of a format just to tell people what is Patriot Mobile? What is it? What is that?
I mean, with Patriot Mobile, we are a conservative mobile company where, you know, customers can actually come along and, you know, pay their cell phone bill and know that a portion of their proceeds are being donated toward things that we truly believe, you know, things like our Constitution, pro-life, and things like that.
So you guys take a portion of the bill, and what you're doing is you're directing it into causes that are connected to Christian/conservative kind of mindsets.
Yeah, and this is Lisa Bennett, David, and we really appreciate you letting us come on to your show and explain a little bit about Patriot Mobile. We're America's only conservative cell phone company, and some of the places that people might be familiar with are places like Family Research Council, the Heritage Foundation, also the NRA and PragerU. So we support things that are for pro-life, for the First Amendment, for the Second Amendment, and for traditional family values.
That's cool. So I actually had Dennis Prager on my show back in San Diego. See if we can get him back on here in Texas. So talk to me. So I got both of you. Well, that's pretty good. All right. So I got two for one, and that's always a good deal. Two for one, no matter where you're at. Talk to me about the difference of quality of service. Is there a difference? And is there more, and let me say it really kindly, is there more of a real customer service? Because what I have noticed is whenever there has been a difficulty in my upteen years of having a cell phone, reaching out to people doesn't go real well when I'm trying to talk to somebody in their corporation.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite parts of the conversation. I actually been in Big Mobile for many years, and customer service is something that is very important to Patriot Mobile. You know, we take pride in serving the members. One of the things that you will get at Patriot Mobile is everyone is in the same office. So you don't have to travel around the world to actually speak to someone. You can speak to someone right here from our sales department to our member services and also to our executive team. So it's just very, really exciting. And we are U.S.-based. I mean, we're right here in Dallas, Texas, ready to serve our members.
Yeah, see, and I love that. And it's not to be insulting to other companies that do those other things, but now they've moved to the point where if you say, who am I talking to? They tell you who you're talking to, you're like, where you're located. They now have a new policy saying we're not allowed to disclose that.
What's even better about the customer service is that, you know, we actually have direct lines for our members to actually give a call back in to speak to the same person. So you probably know from, like, speaking to bigger companies, when you speak with someone, you're speaking with someone different every time. So that means you got to relay the information over and over and over again. But how nice to know that you can actually speak to Derek Casey or anyone on our amazing team and be able to reach them again to finish a conversation, finish an order, and we're right here for you, so...
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. All right, so now people are going to want to know this, and so this is where I need you guys to explain. I mean, I'm kind of giving you the ground. We're giving you that format. So people are going to go, okay, but does the service work? What's the difference? You know, what's the difference in the quality of the call? What do I, you know, what? Where are they? Where do you go? How do you respond to somebody who asks that question?
Well, what we respond to them with is we provide the same nationwide service. And so our network, we run on a nationwide network. There's only four networks that you can run on if you're with any cell phone company. And Patriot Mobile is an MVNO, which is a virtual network. So we're a mobile virtual network operator. And with that, we provide the same service that you're getting from any other company. What we do, though, is we take a portion of our proceeds. We were created by conservatives for conservatives to put back money into values that we care about and believe in. We see the fabric of the United States and the different decisions that are being made, especially on decisions with supporting Planned Parenthood. Look, if you're using Big Mobile, you're likely supporting Planned Parenthood. Many people don't know that. Many people don't know that there are large media conglomerates owned by mobile phone companies. And so you can, do the research yourself, but we don't support those things. And so it's the same nationwide coverage that you can get anywhere else.
I love that, having both of you on. I'm going to do this again, too. This is cool. All right, so let me ask you this. So you know what the question's going to be coming, where I'm leading to, because both of you are seasoned and you know how this goes from a marketing point of view, from an interview point of view. What most people are going to want to know who are listening even now and will listen on our podcast is, what's the pricing? I mean, how does that work? Pricing wise, is there a difference? Is it more expensive? Is it the same? Is it less expensive? What am I getting into? What kind of contract am I looking at?
So when it comes to pricing, we are definitely competitively priced. You know, what we do is when customers call in, we take a look into their situation. One thing that I've noticed when I'm speaking to a lot of the members that are coming in is that they're pretty much overpaying for things that they're not using with Big Mobile. So when they come over here, we get down to the nitty-gritty of what they actually need, and then we base the plans around that.
Is that taking into account then how much they text, how much they use data? I mean, is that kind of bringing in all the factors then?
It does, but every plan includes unlimited talk and text. And so you won't be overcharged for something. One of the things that we always love to talk to people about is you are not going to have a contract with Patriot Mobile, and you're not going to pay for roaming fees. There are not hidden fees. When I first joined the team at Patriot Mobile and took a look at my Big Mobile bill, I couldn't believe some of the additional charges I was being charged for, and I had no idea. But as I became educated and had our expert of team members like Derek take a look at my bill, they showed me the different things. And so a lot of people say, but I need unlimited. Well, just about every carrier is going to provide you unlimited. It's the amount of high-speed data that you need. And so with Patriot Mobile, we have plans starting as low as $25 a month. We have 2 gigabyte plans, 5 gigabyte plans, 15 gigabyte plans, 22 gigabyte plans, and all of those are high-speed data. But once you come up to that high-speed data point, you're not going to pay extra later.
Right.
So that's what he was talking about when he said we're competitively priced. We've had members come over from Big Mobile, and they'll save $1,200 a year on their account. So that's why we take the time to show them you're buying a plan that you may not need, and you're only using this much data, and we suggest this plan for you. So not only does that save them money, but sometimes when they come over and they get exactly the same plan that they've had, they're still saving $500-$600 in a year.
All right, that's a good answer. Let me ask you guys this. In regards to what you're giving, what I'm going to ask you I'm not asking a percentage because I think it would probably vary depending on what's going on. But is it like, you know, really little? Is it decent? You know, I understand that people will give numbers, but just is it a decent amount that you're giving to these causes that support these causes? Or are you, because some people will do stuff like that and it's more of a marketing, you know, ploy. And it's like, look, if you're really helping the causes, then say, hey, we're really helping them.
Yeah, and the difference is, David, is that we created this company to do that. Back in 2012, when Patriot Mobile was created and formed, there was a company out of San Francisco that we saw that unseated people like our beloved Alan West that's right here with us in North Texas. He was to win, and he was unseated. Well, as we went and looked at what the research was and why he was unseated, there was a company that actually claimed to have put money into five of the 10 big campaigns during that year to unseat those Republicans. And so for us, we saw that another company was doing this and that conservatives should come together and support the rights that we believe in, which is pro-life, the things the Constitution was made upon. As we've seen, and I'm sure you have heard David Barton speak previously about the Bible verses that are laid over the Constitution, we are a country that has been the best country in all nations. And we've been blessed because we put that biblical principle upon our Constitution. And that's every member of Patriot Mobile, what we stand for. People on our team, like myself, like Derek, like our, we're veteran-led. Our CEO, Maury Leland, spent 25 years in the military serving our country as an F-18 strike fighter pilot. And then he went to serve in another capacity, selling weapons to the troops. And so he's a defense expert and understands serving our country and came out of retirement to come run Patriot Mobile because he believes so strongly that not just a small percentage of money goes towards causes, but it's a cause that can change our nation and put values in the place where they belong, in people's hands, with every action they take, every call they make, every text they make, every status update they're doing, they can then support their values. So as far as how much percentage, that it's not that it varies. It's just that we put that's the only reason we were created. So more than $2 million has been used to support conservative causes to bring back the country that we know and love to support those causes that created what I say I feel so blessed to live in the most incredible nation in the United States.
All right, so the main question, and we got about a minute and a half left. The main question is, how does somebody sign up? There's really two questions. One person who's listening is going to say, well, I want to check it out further, so I want to be able to give them a direction to go. And then somebody else might say, forget it, I want in. So let's just address those two things.
Okay. So a couple of things is they can definitely go to our website at patriotmobile.com. To be able to kind of get more insight onto Patriot Mobile. If it's for the customer that's ready to get started, they can just call our number here at 1-877-367-7524. And then they hit option number 2, which will bring them over to the sales department, and they'll be able to connect with myself and some of our other sales team members that will be able to be ready to serve, you know, so.
All right, so 877.
There's also something on our website, David,
okay,
that says how to join. And so all you'll need is you'll need your account number and your PIN number, and we can check then if your phone will come over. You can bring your own phone, or you can buy a new phone from us. And what we'll be able to do is tell you, if you want to bring your phone over, you can do that. We just need a test to make sure it works on our network, and then we walk through the steps. But the two things you'll need are your account number and your PIN number, and then we check your phone, just like we checked your phone.
Yep,
that
yep.
You knew that your Pixel 2
yep.
That could come right on over. You went to the coverage check to know that we could cover you, and then you also put in your IMEI number. It's kind of like every phone's fingerprint, and you click on that, and it said you were available to come over. And so we could have saved you a bunch of money. I know Derek was saying he could save you a bunch of money.
All right. So I will say up ahead of time, just for everybody to know, I didn't know what that number was. It took me a little bit
What's really awesome about that is that we actually put the directions right on the website.
Oh, that's
so
good.
When you go to the website itself and you put bring your own device, we actually have boxes that give people direction on actually how to find that IMEI number on their phone if they're not on the phone with us. Because if they're on the phone with us, we walk them through the steps. But if they're just on the website, they can go right there, click on one of those boxes. If they have an iPhone, if they have an Android, and it gives you the steps, and it makes it very easy for a customer to be able to find that IMEI number.
Good job, you guys. That's really good. It's good. We'll probably have to do another one because I want people to really get to know you guys.
David. And, you know, if you refer somebody as you join Patriot Mobile, you get $10 a month credit on your bill for people that you refer for up to 12 months. So you got that going for you, too.
Yeah.
Well,
and if we do it, though, anything that we do goes, we just want it to go right back to the people. So I just want to make sure I got the number right. 877-367-7524. Is that correct?
Sir. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Okay. I'm good at that. That's good. And then patriotmobile.com. We encourage people to check it out. You guys did fantastic, and I appreciate that. And we will email afterwards. And I wish nothing but strong, strong blessing and success for what you guys are doing.
Well, David, thank you for all that you do. We really appreciate you and appreciate you highlighting us. And what a pleasure to be able to speak with you.
All right. That's so nice. I'm going to end it there because I can't do better. Good job, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, and then we'll be back.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Where we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let me tell you right now, before anybody has any questions about that last interview, I am not taking a single penny from Patriot Mobile. Even though they offer a referral program, not one person that joins am I going to take a single penny. I think it's just a good idea. And just so you can know, they did not pay for the interview. They did not do any of that. I searched and found them. Actually, came across them by accident. And I just thought it'd be a great thing for our audience. And that is why I did that. So if you want to get involved, and you, I mean, they are super nice. They do a super good job. They really are responsive. I will tell you, every time I sent them an email or had any kind of phone call, they were very responsive, which for me is unique, because whenever I call my phone company currently or my cable company, I get routed around the world. Come on, tell the truth. It's like by the time I get to a human being, it's after hours. It usually doesn't start that way. It just becomes that way. All right, now I'm going to ask Wonder Julie a question. She's just going to have to answer for me. Can I not do the three-minute commercial the next break and just teach all the way through if I want? Am I allowed to? I mean, it's my show. I guess I can, right?
You can, yes, you can do
wow.
That.
Wow. Because there's a real big teaching I want to do.
All right.
So I'll kind of let you know, kind of thing. But what I don't want to do is short the people that participate with us. But then they also know that sometimes I want to do my best to be as led by the Holy Spirit as I can be. And I got a really important teaching. I want to talk about it. And it has to do with questioning God. So before I get to that, I just want to make sure everybody knows we're keeping everything as above board as we can. Just to make sure you understand, it is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
And Donut Day.
And National Donut Day! Come on! You can't go into the weekend knowing that it's National Chocolate Day and National Donut Day and be depressed.
And tomorrow will be National Diabetes Day.
This depends on how many I eat.
Yeah.
All right. I will give a shout out, and I'm going to do it differently. I'm just going to go completely different. So this is on Wonder Julie. She's just going to have to put up with me. That's how it's going to go, because I'm going to do trivia and I'm going to do this teaching. First, you guys know about Pamela Melchione, and you know our Pamela. Go ahead.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Melchione. Okay, so the bottom line is, she is top notch. Now, that doesn't mean she's not going to be nervous next week when she comes in to do the interview. But I'm going to try and make her feel as comfortable as possible. Here's why. She's fantastic. And you really need to hear her, and you need to kind of get a glimpse or catch a glimpse of why we're all, like, partnered together, we think, why the Lord has brought us all together. And so I really want you to think, if you are a person who is really considering kind of real estate in any fashion, if you're thinking about doing a purchase or a sale or investment, whatever, it doesn't even matter, I want you to get in touch with Pema. You will find it worthwhile. The phone call or the contact with her will be worthwhile. Her company, the Blessed Realty Company.com. The Blessed Realty Company.com. The Blessed Realty Company.com. Her number, 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. I almost know that number by heart. That's pretty good. I'm going to do a trivia question. I'm going to get into our teaching. I'm not going to forget John, so relax. Everybody relax. I know you're worried about me forgetting John. No, I won't forget John. But I have a trivia question, and some of our trivia questions, I have noticed, they're getting a little tougher, if you haven't seen that or not. And so hopefully people will stay on top of it. Here's the first trivia question I'm going to drop on your lap right now. Here you go. Let me rephrase that question. Who worked for a wife for 7 years? Who worked 7 years to earn a wife? 7 years to earn a wife. Now, I'm not saying that perfectly, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Who labored for 7 years to earn the right to marry a wife? Who did that? Who did that? What is that person's name? Okay. Our number. What is our number? I never remember our number. It's 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Here you go. Here's my teaching while we're waiting on that call. Is it okay to question God? All right. That's going to be where we got people, multiple people calling in. So we're gonna answer that in a second. But is it okay? Now, listen to how I'm saying it. Is it okay to question God? We're going to answer that in just a second. Hold on one sec. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Tony.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. So who worked 7 years for the right to marry a wife?
Jacob.
That is correct. You are right. Excellent job. Excellent job. Do you remember what happened after the 7 years? Do you remember the story?
Yes, he went back. Well, he started traveling with his uncle, and his uncle wanted to, his uncle's sons, I think, wanted to go after him because he had more cattle than they had or something, because they had separated the cattle in pots and something else.
Yeah, so one of the things his uncle did, that was Laban. Laban actually married off his other daughter first, so then he had to work another 7 years. There, that's what it is. Nice job. Thank you so much. That was a great call.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a fantastic weekend. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Did we need to take a break, or I missed that. What do we got?
You can break now and then do your whole teaching, or you can wait with the break until you're done with your teaching.
What if we skip the break?
Okay.
Does he care?
It's your people.
It's my people!
It's
you're
all
my
about
people!
You.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to go back to the spoon line you gave. What was that line? Let there be spoon?
Let there be spoon.
If they don't give you a raise, they should be... See, I'm keeping her on her toes. I got to do this teaching. It's
going
to take a while, so I'm gonna do this teaching. Okay, is it okay to question God? This is a big, big deal, okay? So I want you to understand what that means. So on the surface, the answer to that question is no, but if you dig deeper, the answer to that question is yes. Don't you love people like me, like a politician? Can't take a stand, right? Well, it's not exactly correct. Exodus 5, 22 and 23, Moses returned to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he's brought trouble on his people, and you have not rescued your people at all. And so here's Mo, and Mo, we call him Mo. Okay, relax. And he was like, Lord, why? Why are you doing this? And then, why have you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh, speaking to him, he's brought this trouble on this people. You've not rescued them. Why? Now, the difference here, you think, well, can you ask God? Can you question God? Of course you can question God. It's the spirit and the conclusion that become the problem. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's okay to say, what you doing? Okay? It's all right to say, what's going on? I'm trying to, you know, what you doing? I'm trying to connect here. It's different to go, I don't like what you're doing. You're doing a bad job. So there's a difference between the spirit with which we do that. In other words, if you say to the Lord, I don't understand, he's not going to get mad at you for saying to him, I don't understand, okay? He wants you to trust him, and he wants you to get to that place. But if you say, I don't understand, I think you're doing lousy, I don't understand, I really resent it, I don't understand, I'm complaining, you see the difference in spirit that takes place there? There's a reality check. And in Genesis 42, you know, talking about Laban, 42, 27, 28, the place where they stopped for the night, one of them opened the sack. Oh, this is the, sorry, this is the 12 brothers, or 11 brothers. At the place where they stopped for the night, one of them opened his sack to get feed for the donkey, and he saw the silver in the mouth of the sack. The silver, my silver is returned to me, said the brothers. Here it's in my sack. Their hearts sank. They turned to each other trembling and said, what is this that God has done to us? There's this element where you can question God, but if you question God as though it's accusatory, if you question God as though he's failing, if you question God as though he's not doing it right, that's not trust. But there's nothing wrong with saying, what you doing? There's nothing wrong with, what's up? Where am I heading? Am I missing something? I want to make sure I stay on track. All of this has to do with the spirit with which you interact. See, that's why that phrasing, you have to be very careful. Because if you consider Job, he was so frustrated that he was like, he wanted to have an argument with God. He started off really good, didn't he? Job did. He started off and he's like, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, right? That's Job 1 and 2. It's chapter 3 through 32 that Job does a sink. Because then he's like, curse the day I was born, and this isn't working out, and I've been righteous for nothing, and I'm really mad. Do you remember that? A man's days are few and full of trouble. He was having a hard time. And we understand why. But instead of standing where he stood in 1 and 2, you could tell that frustration grew a little bit, because in chapter 33 in Job, the sin that Job had is he justified himself rather than God. And that's the key. That's what I want you to remember. When you're talking to God and you're engaging with God and you're trying to understand, that's one thing. But you can't do it justifying yourself as though what's happening to you is inappropriate. Nowhere in Scripture does Joseph complain that he was given a dream by God, told it to his brothers, hated by his brothers, sold into slavery. Then he was purchased by Potiphar, accused. Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him. He refused to count. He refused to yield. Then she falsely accused him of rape. Then he ended up in prison. Not once did he go, hey, this is a raw deal. That's self-justifying. And in fact, he really does show the best of character. He says, when his brothers are trying to connive to make sure that they don't get their heads cut off, he said, God put me in this place. When was the last time you went through 10 disastrous things in a row and said with faith and no complaining, God put me in this place? I think I've never done that. I think I do that poorly. I am poor at what I do, like at those kind of things. I think it's fine. I mean, we're just talking about scripture here. I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, what you doing? I don't get it. And it's another thing to be angry about all that's happened. So Jacob in Genesis 42 said, their father Jacob said to them, you've deprived me of my children, Joseph. He's no more with me. Simon's no more with me. Now you want to take Benjamin. Everything is against me. That's what he said in verse 36. Everything is against me. Do you ever feel like the universe is against you? That's exactly what he's talking about. And he's frustrated. And that happens to all of us. But to blame God, that's like questioning God like it's his fault and you want an answer from God. That's not okay. I'm going to show you something really kind of cool. I hope you remember this. It's the difference between Zechariah and Mary. Remember in the Gospels, Zechariah has an angel come, and the angel gives him the message, and then what does he say? Well, how do I know this is real? How do you know this is even valid? I don't even know if this is right or not. And then the angel goes, okay, you're not going to talk for a while because you're just not doing this right. But when Mary asked, she said, how you going to do it? I'm a virgin. How's that going to happen? It's one thing to inquire and to seek and to understand. It's another thing to complain, challenge, argue. You see what I'm saying? It's wrong to do those things. It's wrong to try and challenge God. You always justify God because God never makes a mistake. It's you and me that makes the mistake. It's our sinfulness that tries to self-justify before the Lord. I'm telling you right now, as important as I can tell you anything else, every encounter you go through in your entire existence, God is not to be blamed for trying to help coordinate goodness in your life, even if you and I don't understand it. And by no means at any point do I say that I do this fully. I say the exact opposite. I do this poorly. I still know it's the truth, and I want to walk in that truth. I just do it poorly. Because what'll happen is I'll have something good happen, and it's like, oh, it's God, yay. And then something bad happen, oh, it's Satan. And then six bad things happen, and it's like, why is God letting this happen? And then I go down that trail. And if you've ever done that as a Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've been a Christian for more than 20 seconds, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's this notion that you know God is permitting things, but because we don't know what that end result is, we try to control it or understand it at our level, don't yield that trust, and instead of saying to God, hey, what you doing? What's going on here? It's like, why are you doing this? It's the same thing Martha and Mary did when Jesus came for Lazarus. If you'd have been here, this wouldn't have happened. It's that same attitude that's accusatory towards the Lord. If you'd have been here, this wouldn't have happened. But see, God wanted to heal Lazarus in a different way. He wanted to raise him from the dead in a different capacity, not in the capacity that Martha and Mary wanted. And since we're supposed to be following God, why don't we, hey, here's an idea, give him the opportunity to do it the way he wants to do it? A ding, ding, ding. Remember that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that everybody quotes and loves to quote but doesn't live by? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Whoa. Wait, let me get this straight. I'm supposed to trust in the Lord with all of my heart, not part of it, all of it. And then I'm not supposed to lean on my own understanding. I don't understand what's going on. Yeah, well, you're supposed to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and then he'll direct the paths. But I think what we kind of do is we trust in the Lord with some of our heart. We mostly don't lean on our own understanding. In most of the things, we try to acknowledge him, and then we just can't figure out why he's not directing our paths. It's kind of a modified version of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. The reason I'm telling you this is because I really feel the Holy Spirit is just really kind of pounding this. And it's not just for you, it's for me too. I'm not preaching at you, I'm preaching with you. Because I do this all the time. I get this idea from the Lord, or I get this notion from the Lord, and I start working towards it. And as soon as opposition comes, at first I go, oh, that's just opposition, that's just opposition. And then as I have to continue through and it sludges through, I start changing my that's just opposition to what are you doing, what are you doing? And then it moves from there to accusatory, what are you doing? And that's a problem. That's why, you know, when I talk about some of the things going on, I try to be honest. This is what I go through. I'm sorry I'm not a perfect person. I'm sorry I'm not a perfect pastor, a perfect Christian, perfect teacher. Sorry, I'm not. That's why I like you. You think about, like, John. Like, of course I'm going to give him a plug. He helps sponsor the show. But the reason I like John is because John believes in the message of the show. Hey, we're trying to get in the Lord as deep in as we can. And then by getting in deep in the Lord, we know that whatever's going on, the closer we are to the Lord, the better. Period. Of all the things that are going on in the universe and the world, everything's exploding left and right, or it seems that way. And then you got people freaking out, and everything's it's prophecy this, or it's disaster that, or it's great that it's happening, or it's terrible that's happening, all that stuff going on. The biggest commission you and I have is to get closer to the Lord day by day. It's the one requirement of God. And that's where we need to be headed. That's what we need to take in, not just to this weekend, but to the rest of our lives. And that's why I like my sponsors, because they know what I'm talking. They know not that I'm right, but they identify with what I'm going through as a Christian. And so they can say, yeah, let's get that message out. So the answer is always going to be God is correct. God is right. Can you question God? Yeah, depending on the spirit you do it with, you can ask him. He might not answer you, but you can ask. Take that. Hold that. That's a good thing. We're going to pray to close it out, okay? If you don't mind. And I'm just going to pray that all the stuff you heard this week, for all of it. Father, we just come before you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we come in the power of the Holy Spirit and ask you that you would seal into our hearts and minds the good things that we have come across that we can use to draw us closer to you. But anything that we've got inside our system that's bad or won't help us, help us just to dump it, to flush it, and to get rid of it. But those good things that draw us close, help us to hang on and let that become a part of us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, taking a 70-hour plus break, and then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. God bless.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.